I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. Get up on an effing table and dance for Andy now, effers. It's What's It Happens Live with Lisa Rinna and Carson Pressley now. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse on Beverly Hills night. And while it's no private jet to the Bahamas, it's about as small, and when you drink enough, feels about as turbulent. Please welcome my first guest from the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Lisa Rinna. I love the hair. And you can catch him on RuPaul's Drag Race when season 11 premieres on February 28th on VH1. It's our pal, Carson Kressley. Great to see you, Car Car.
Great to see you.
Rinna, I love your hair.
Doesn't she look great?
You know, I don't think I've seen you since the baby shower. Is that true?
It's true.
Yes.
We've talked, but we have not physically seen each other.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, you may have heard. A few weeks ago, the Housewives threw me an unbelievable baby shower. I still haven't recovered. Like all traditional showers, it included adorable gifts, colorful balloons, and an aggressive hype man in a pantsuit. Take a look. Usually is. It's Jackie Cox's Drag Lisa Rinna dancing on a table at my feet. Lisa, since you were so iconic at my baby shower, I want to ask you some questions about the big day.
Yes.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how drunk were you at the shower?
I was highly buzzed.
What did Harry and your kids think of your dancing?
You know, they see me do that anyway. They all think I'm crazy anyway. Nobody had any reaction to it. None. Zero.
Were any housewives throwing shade behind the scenes? Because it seemed pretty...
No.
Yeah, kumbaya.
No.
When John Mayer showed up, which housewives were the most into getting over to talk to him?
Well, it was all the OGs. All the OGs were around,
him. Any housewife that you thought maybe you wouldn't get along with, but you wound up really enjoying their company?
I liked all of them. Nene and I loved Nene. I loved Ramona. Ramona, I loved!
Wow. Yes. Ramona kind of fell off the table dancing to you a little bit. Which housewife killed it fashion-wise?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. All of them.
All of them.
Kyle, but her suit was ruined.
Did you know that we did a Radio Andy special from the shower, and Ramona called you Lisa Jenna at the end?
And you know what? That's fine.
Yes.
I don't care. Yes. I don't care. I love it. I love it. You know, Ramona sent me a text right before I came on here.
and said...
And just said, you know what? I love you so much. You're so... I mean, I love you, Ramona. I love Ramona.
All right. Thank you very much, Lisa Jenna. I appreciate it. Before we get to your questions for Lisa and Carson, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. By the way, I love your diamond studs, Carson.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
I'm pretty sure they're cubic zirconia.
No, they're not.
I'm on cable.
I'm pretty sure they're diamonds.
No.
Yeah, you live in the house that Queer Eye built.
No.
Yeah.
These, I'm telling you, they're from Coco Canal or something.
Okay. All right, here's what I'm obsessed with tonight. First, we may be only two episodes into this season of The Housewives of Beverly Hills, but Dorit's adopted dog drama has already proven to be a real bitch. Here's what. Take a look at all the barking thus far.
Street dog
didn't work out.
I really don't want to talk about this now.
Dorit adopted Lucy from our foundation, and then the puppy ended up in a shelter.
The thing is I'm pissed, and everyone here is pissed.
I've gotten to know John Blizzard, so it didn't surprise me when he called me to tell me about the dog situation.
She was not the right fit for the family. After Lucy had bit the kids a few times, I get a phone call from Lisa that Lucy ended up in a shelter.
I know that you had no malintent.
Of course we didn't bloody mean it.
I
mean,
that.
It was a mistake that could have been made by anybody.
I love Dorit, but sometimes Dorit calls it wrong, as we know and we've seen.
It's just been kind of exasperating, really, the way Dorit handled the whole dog thing, and it ended up in a kill shelter.
Okay, now go to WWHL.TV and tell us, whose side are you on, Dorit or LVP? Of course, we're all on Lucy Applejuice's side. Mm-hmm. Do you have any stake in this game?
No, but I was just, it was like Beverly Hills Chihuahua. Did you see that movie?
That's right.
I cried during that movie.
Yes,
and,
you did.
And it brought back a lot of really raw emotions. So
yes.
I'm a little shaken.
Looks like a landslide for LVP. I have a feeling we will be asking this question like 19 more times as the season goes on. Second, on RuPaul's Drag Race, Carson mingles with fabulous drag queens, but tonight I want to know what he thinks of some wives whose looks often seem inspired by them. Here's what, it's time for Carson Messley. Want to go through some Beverly Hills Housewives?
Yeah,
tell me what you think.
Let's do.
Okay, here, right here. Erica in the blonde bob and animal print shirt.
Oh, that's some big fluffy hair. It's kind of casino.
Yes.
I like it.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty.
It's super casino.
I love it.
Yeah, I love it.
I love it.
What about Kyle in gold sequin blazer and dangling ball earrings?
Oh, I'm not sure about the dangling balls, but I say that all the time.
Dorit rocking a blue visor at the pool.
I think she needs an advisor to tell her not to add the visor.
She's giving me, what was that woman's name? Steve, what was her name? Come on, you guys.
Control. Help us.
She's giving me slutty blackjack dealer.
What was her name?
Who is that?
Oh, you mean like the person like that wore the full face visor?
Yes. Oh!
Right.
Yes, but who is it?
I don't know.
Rina's green low-cut flower print blouse.
You know what? Now, I couldn't say anything bad because Lisa is right here. And also, I think you look very pretty. And may I mention your bosoms are like
so good.
They're so good.
Guys, your boobs
you know I did not have my boobs redone. It's the Victoria's Secret bra.
Is that the secret?
Yes, I swear.
What about Erica, Rinna, and Dorit's lunch outfits?
Okay.
So Erica's in a t-shirt dress, Rinna's in a high-waist gold pants and blazer, and then,
And then Dorit is in that crop
80s
top.
Glam.
Which is maybe not a great idea.
Okay.
Erica Jane looks like a soccer player that forgot her pants. I love what Lisa has on. I love a gold harem pant. Come on.
Yes.
Pulled together. That's right for lunch.
They are Stella McCartney.
Thank you.
Right? Thank you.
And then the crop top with Givenchy crop top with the kind of like
skirt.
Yeah. I'm maybe not a fan. It's a little like fatal attraction with
the
crop top.
What about Dorit's Gucci pants, fanny pack, and black bomber jacket?
That's at my house.
That's like Gucci on the coochie. Can I say that?
What about LVP and black lace blouse and diamond statement necklace?
I like this. I think this is very tasteful. Maybe like pick the necklace or the earrings.
Dorit wearing a black and white sequin top with primped hair swept to the side.
I feel like she looks like she's driving a spaceship in this picture.
I'm here for it. Kyle's private plane headscarf.
Maybe they're going to Coachella.
I love it. I love that.
Teddy in blue blouse and hoop earrings with hair slipped back.
That's very, those are some big hoops. That's all I can say. It's very, is that cerulean?
All right, thank you very much, Carson Messler. just want to point out that Jackie Cox hasn't stopped dancing for the whole
she
show.
She hasn't?
Just so you know.
No.
Yes. Okay, finally, next week, the Housewives head to the Bahamas for some relaxation. But instead, Dorit's dog is once again brought up, making some wishes, some wives wish some other wives had muzzles. Here's what. We have a sneak peek. Take a look.
I'm feeling a little weird about all this, the side conversations about the dog. Dorit not being privy to
Does she know that we all know?
When we went into Vanderpump Dogs, John pranced your dog out and told me and Kyle.
Lisa, you should have protected Dorit. Period, end of story.
I'm your friend, Lisa.
I wanted to shut it down, Dorit.
This is like bullshit. Going to Teddy, bringing Kyle in. This sounds like a f***ing setup.
Dorit.
Don't get upset.
You don't deserve it.
What? I had no idea Teddy would be gossiping.
Don't turn this around on me.
This is a Lisa Vanderpump pattern here. Make your friends look bad, but keep your hands clean.
Okay. Tonight was a little bit of a sleeper episode. Next week, it really heats way up.
Yeah.
Rinna, we got this a lot. People want to know what you meant by sending the pill-covered cupcake birthday tweet to Lisa Vanderpump.
Let's be really clear about this.
Yeah.
Lisa Vanderpump and I have a pill joke. She was part of the whole pill bag situation.
You guys have a funny, you give each other
We jab each other, we give each other basically. Okay. Oops. But here's the thing. I did not know her brother had committed suicide. I had no idea.
Okay.
So the fact that a day after her birthday, nobody had wished her a happy birthday on Twitter, I actually felt bad. And I thought,
none of the other women.
None of the other women. Okay. Nobody had. And I thought, well, that's not cool.
Right.
I'm going to wish her a happy birthday. That's my cheeky, you know, we have pill humor.
Right, right, right.
And I did it, and I got eviscerated for it, and I reached out to Lisa. She knows I meant no harm. I would never, ever do that.
Okay.
Ever.
There
so,
I mean,
there
you've
you go.
Had addiction in your own family. We've
of
talked
course.
About this. Yes.
The pill bag has become something that, if you drag me, I'm going to make it iconic. Do you know what I mean?
All right.
So I did.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Mm. It's Thomas from Ohio. Hey, Thomas, what's your question?
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
I am good. How are you? My boyfriend and I love you, Daddy Cohen.
And
Carson, you are awesome.
Thanks.
Love you on RuPaul. And Rinna, you are my queen. I wanted to ask you, on your social media, you said every housewife better be there at the premiere party. Did LVP show up, and did you see her?
She did show up.
She did, yeah.
I don't think she listened to me, obviously, but she did show up, but we did not see her. She was there for like 5 minutes.
Okay, well, I was glad that LVP was there.
She should be there.
Yes. Carson, Kyle M. wants to know your thoughts about Kim Kardashian calling out fast fashion brands for designer knockoffs.
Oh, I saw that today because she wore this Terry Mugler like dress where basically it didn't even like cover her nipples. And I was like, why are they copying that? That's not even a good look. But they did knock it off very quickly.
Did they?
And she did call them out on Twitter. And I actually applaud Kim Kardashian because designers work really hard on creating these things. Mm-hmm. And then people kind of knock them off the next day. And it's not really right.
Lisa, Patrick P. wants to know, he emailed, do you still think Dorit did coke in her bathroom in season 7?
I did not ever ask if Dorit did coke in her bathroom. You go
you
back
said,
and
were people doing Cove.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you.
Okay. Very good. Rinna, did you vamp your entire hype mastering at the baby shower?
I didn't ever expect that.
I'm not an MC-er.
I'm not a hype MC-er.
Right.
That happened so accidentally. At the very end, they said, you guys have to leave. So I said, one more dance, please, one more dance.
Yes.
And that's when I got on the mic and I started screaming at everyone so that we could celebrate you.
And you got all the women on tables.
I got 50 housewives on a table. I did.
Yeah.
How about that? 50.
Yeah.
I got everybody.
Yes, it was really amazing.
Everybody.
I got to tell you something. I was blown away.
I would have never guessed that in a million years. I wouldn't have.
You wouldn't have guessed that you would get them on the table?
Or even scream and do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's go to Austin from Baltimore. Hey, Austin, what's your question?
Hey, guys. Question's for Carson. Okay. I was just wondering, of all the Beverly Hills husbands, who would be the best drag queen?
Beverly Hills husband.
Great question.
I don't know. I like when it's a really like hot, burly guy, and then there's that great transformation. So maybe Maurizio.
Uh-huh.
He's so hot.
Maybe but, Denise's new
I know. He's
husband.
So cool. Aaron.
God,
Aaron.
What goes on in that clinic when she was talking about like balancing? I was like, I'm going to go there and get my chi realigned.
Right?
I think if you put some makeup on Teddy's husband and some lipstick.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's nice bone structure. I think
yes,
you're right.
Absolutely.
I think you're right.
Yes. Let's go to Jackie from Pasadena. Hey, Jackie, what's your question?
Oh, my God.
Hi. I'd like to say hi to everyone.
Hi, Jackie. My question is for Lisa.
Okay.
Lisa, I wanted to know how you felt to see Brandy and Kim on this upcoming season and what your relationship with them is now.
Well, Jackie, you're going to have to watch the season and see what my reaction is.
I will say the bunny does come up.
Does.
With you and Kim.
Does.
Yes.
Yeah. It's pretty iconic, actually.
I know. Rye the Girl wants to know, what does Carson think of the new Queer Eye show?
Oh, I've watched several of the episodes, and I think what's so great about it, you know, I'm obviously very proud of being part of that legacy, and we did some, I think, some great work. We were the OGs, but I think what's really remarkable about the new season and the new cast is they're going out into places that are actually still really out there, like rural Georgia and rural Missouri.
Right.
And I think they just went to Japan, and they're really, you know, spreading good word and good work in places where maybe people still need to realize that gay people are not that different from themselves.
There you go. It's game time, everybody. I may have only been a daddy for 15 days, but the 15 dozen diapers that I've changed makes it feel like a lifetime. I haven't changed 15 dozen diapers. Let's test my baby knowledge with Ready, Set, Bunny. Lisa and Carson, we have affixed a list of baby terms onto the infamous Beverly Hills Bunny, Lisa. Mm. When the clock begins, Lisa, you describe the first term to me once I guess correctly. Pass it to Carson to do the same. Whoever is left with the bunny in their hands at the end of a minute loses. Let's play.
Ready?
So much about baby.
Okay, so you sit in this and you go back and forth with the baby and you have a bottle.
Oh, a glider?
You sit back and forth.
Like
in this.
A rocker.
Yes.
A rocking chair.
Yes.
Yes. A binky.
A binky, a pacifier.
Yes.
Yes.
It is what you listen to make sure the baby's okay. It's in
a
the
monitor,
baby's room.
A baby monitor.
Jesus was wrapped in this.
Oh, swaddle.
Yes.
They get all red down there in that area, and it's
all diaper rash.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh God. What they eat in? It's tall.
Bottle.
No, they sit in this. They eat there. It has a tray and it's
tall. Oh no, high chair.
Yes.
We're not there yet.
You cut it after the baby's born.
A miracle cord. I did that.
Yes!
Oh, God. I cut it.
Sometimes when I sleep, this falls out of my mouth.
Oh, you drool. You spit out.
Yeah.
this is where what they sleep in.
It's a crib.
No, but before that, the little one.
Oh, it's a little, a pack and play?
No, a little, they sleep in it, and it's
more. Oh, it's the baby's thing.
Was it bassinet?
Yes!
Bassinet.
I knew it.
Thanks for playing with me. That was my problem. Just want to say, we got a lot of tweets supporting Amelia tonight. And how wonderful that conversation was and powerful to people. So I'm glad you had that discussion.
I'm so proud of her.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of her.
Yeah.
She's come a long way.
Yeah. And also, Erica Jane tweeted that you look amazing.
Thank you, girl. Yes.
Drag Race finale was very, very
dramatic.
Controversial.
It was.
How did you feel about it?
Who knew? I was actually thrilled because I loved both of those queens that won. I love Monet Exchange. I love Trinity the Tuck Taylor.
Yeah.
So I thought it was like Christmas morning. Like, you think you're going to get one great gift, and we got two.
Right.
And they do such great work. Like, getting the message out there, like, be yourself, embrace who you are, and just, I think it's great. Instead of having one winner, we have two.
There you go.
So,
it's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to this star who interrupted Democratic presidential hopeful Senator Kristen Gillibrand as she was speaking to supporters in an Iowa City restaurant yesterday. This is great. If Senator Gillibrand doesn't adopt the slogan, a chicken in every pot and a side of ranch for every chicken, her campaign manager needs to go immediately. You know, I'm not really political on the show. I want a president that's going to attack America's problems with the same laser focus as that woman who almost knocked over a senator for ranch. Whoever you are, you have my vote, lady. Tonight's shackle goes to all the rumored celebrity splits reported today. Lady Gaga and her fiancé, Christian Carino, Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson, and Real Housewife of New York, Tinsley Mortimer, and her boyfriend, Scott. Wait. Could Gaga, Khloe, and Tinsley be the first Wives Club reboot that we didn't know that we needed?
Oh.
How brilliant would that be?
Yeah.
I want to thank Lisa Carson and Jackie Cox for with Rinna and Carson and Jackie Cox.
Jackie Cox.
Yeah.
Jackie Cox is a better Rinna than Rinna.
No.
Yeah, no, really.
RuPaul's Drag Race season 11 premieres February 28th on VH1. We were just, you were saying that you still have that outfit. I mean, I assume you do. It was
a month ago. It just came back from the cleaners.
It's
hanging on a rack.
We have discussed over the years, and I think it's such a good idea, and I so want to do it, and I wish Bravo would do this, doing an exhibit of iconic housewives dresses.
Yes.
Because I know, you know, a lot of housewives still have all their reunion outfits, and, you know, Teresa still has the outfit that she flipped the table in.
Like, right.
I mean, so what's the problem? Why are we doing it?
It's a traveling exhibition.
I think it would be amazing.
I'll curate it.
It would be amazing.
Screw the Costume Institute.
Yes.
Yeah.
Come on. Whole tube top exhibition.
I'll put it on at my apartment.
Yeah.
Me too.
Let's go to Shauna from Pennsylvania. Hey, Shauna, what's your question?
Hey, guys. Hey, Andy. I am so unbelievably excited for you. Congratulations on baby Benjamin.
Thank you.
And this is for Rinna. Rinna, okay. Love you. I adore you. I'm like fangirling right now. My question for you is, do you think you have changed at all since being on The Housewives?
Well, have you changed at all since being on The Housewives?
I would hope that I evolve and grow. I mean, that is the goal. Do you think I have? I don't know. I try. I hope I have. Yes, of course I have.
Alan N. texted, what piece of advice did you give Denise Richards prior to joining the show?
I gave her every single secret piece of advice, everything that I know, I gave to Denise Richards.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And she knows it. I gave her everything.
Okay, let's go to Tim from Detroit. Hey, Tim, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, congratulations. Lisa, you're one of my top three favorite housewives. Tenya, Sonia, Rinna.
Wow.
But my question
Sonia, Rinna, and who's the other?
Kenya.
Wow. Oh,
very good.
Okay, hi.
Perfecto.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Okay.
Good. Carson, RuPaul's Drag Race is my favorite show, and I noticed that next season Candy Burris will guest judge. So I'm curious, which of the other housewives would you love to see on the panel with you?
Oh, well,
Rinna has already done it.
Yeah, we were just talking about that. Rinna did it in 2010.
I was way before anybody's time.
You know who I would like to? This is not a housewife, but a Bravo person that I adore is Pat Altschul.
Oh,
wouldn't she be
yes.
so good?
Southern Charm.
And
judging Drag
Erica
Race.
Jane should do
Erica
it.
Would
she
be
should, because
be
she's
great.
A real dancer
That's
entertainer.
Like, no brainer.
Yes.
And who else? And Luann.
Lou
would be great.
Yeah.
Lou would be great.
Yeah.
And Ramona.
Yeah.
Let's
I'm
add
not
Ramona.
The biggest Ramona fan.
Oh!
Not.
Have you had a bad experience
well,
in
she,
public?
Like, you know how like she calls you like Lisa Gina?
Yeah.
Like every time she ever sees me, like, who are you? And I'm just like, oh. Bitch. I was like, I've met you before.
Right. Well, got it.
So
Carson has been on New York Housewives kind of unwittingly.
I have.
Like four different
accidentally.
Times.
Accidentally.
At different events.
Yeah, I just show up and I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on here?
You know, and, I was on New York Housewives
sweetie,
before I was
on
ever.
Season 2, episode 7.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, it was
Hello?
The episode where Bethany called Luann a snake at the fashion show.
Yes.
I want to say it was like Pamela Rowland or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, and I was wearing a red Diane von Furstenberg dress. I remember
and
it like
sitting
it was yesterday.
Between Kelly Bensimone and Bethany. And it was super uncomfortable.
Yes. Yes.
I loved it.
And I had no idea what I was in the middle of.
Yes.
None.
Right.
It was one of that was an iconic episode for me.
Yeah.
Let's go to Eric from Michigan, or did we just do Eric? Maybe we did. Okay. Hey, Eric.
No, honey, we're here. We're here.
Hey.
Do we have more time because we're on the after show, or is it still time constrained?
Do whatever you want, baby. This is your moment.
Okay. All right. So first and foremost, I am a Housewives super fan. Michael Rapaport minus 20 years, honey. Second.
Oh, shade.
Andy, no, we still like
okay.
him. We're just younger.
It's cool.
Andy, we are filled with joy for you. Like, seriously. Like,
yes,
so,
we are.
So happy for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, seriously. Like, like dying. Like, I want to come. So, aww. Third.
Oh,
My question is for Lisa, because Lisa, you are like my, like, up there with Nene as far as favorite housewife.
Oh, my.
I want to know. Were you ever approached prior to, like, when you started to join Housewives? Like, were you ever approached sooner than when you started to join? Because, honey, you should have been on season 1 from the beginning. We love you.
Would you like to tell the story, Andy?
Yes, we talked
let's
to
tell,
Lisa.
Let's tell the story.
Tell me the story. I want to know the tea.
We did talk to Lisa at
season
the beginning.
Season 1.
Season 1 and put her on tape. And I felt very strongly, for better or worse, that I felt like it was, I didn't get it. I felt like it should be all unknown people. And even though Kim and Kyle had acted years before, whatever, I felt like Lisa Rinna was too much of a personality and name. And then, by the way, I will say, when you did join, I was the biggest. I was like, it is time for Lisa Rinna to join.
You were.
You had been on this show. I knew that you knew the women. You had a long history. I just felt that the show needed to establish itself on its own before, in my mind, I could ever picture it.
And I totally agree.
And then at the time, I was like, oh, my God, we need Lisa Rinna. It's the time. So,
everything happens for a reason.
Right.
Always.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, I will say, if you think I made the wrong decision, here's another moment which is similar. When we were looking at casting for season 1 of New York Housewives, Bethany was on the casting, and I was like, she was just on the Martha Stewart Apprentice, and I thought, I don't get it. She just was on a reality show. People are going to think she's just going from reality show to reality show. Mm-hmm. I don't get this. So I was not in favor of Bethany coming on. So I've made some mistakes in my life.
Well, you're all good now.
Okay, good.
You're all good now.
Okay, good. all right. Joy from South Carolina, last call of the night.
Oh, I love it. Love all three of you. But I want to know if you'll allow Lisa to re-gift Benny the bunny.
No, it belongs here. That bunny stays right there.
Oh, God.
No.
Yeah, that kid doesn't. Lisa got me an amazing unicorn wrapped in cellophane for Ben, which was great, which I really appreciated. And
that stays right there, honey.
That stays right there.
That's right.
It's going to go in the exhibit.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Traveling exhibit.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
I want to thank Lisa and Carson and Jackie Fox. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients: popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.